Justin Aker, Chris Kane, and you in the zone here in the Fury Electric Studio. Thanks for tuning in. 12:35. Have some other entertainment items to get to here in a moment. But, yeah, big news in the world of the SEC today. And 100 men's basketball games, 60 women's basketball games, 45 SEC football games, and 75 baseball games will be broadcast. Now, there's going to be a television component. There's also going to be an online digital component.
That's right.
So there will be 500 and something games.
450 on network, 550 on digital.
It's going to be crazy. So you'll have a chance to watch gymnastics, golf, track and field, things you normally don't get, you'll have a chance to see now because of it.
Good time to watch golf, as you mentioned earlier. 9, right, of the top 25?
Yes.
In the SEC? Not bad.
Not bad at all. Take some calls here in a second. Again, game balls last night. Patrick Beverley helping the Houston Rockets to a victory. Big-time game ball to the Boston Celtics. 92-86. They stave off elimination yesterday in New York against the Knicks. One of the big storylines there was the Knicks showed up all in black saying they were going to have a Boston funeral.
So jockstrap to the Knicks.
Without
and
a doubt.
Kenyon Martin specifically for saying it.
Jockstrap on top of their jockstrap. Jockstrap for the black thing. Jockstrap for losing at home.
And for J.R. Smith saying that it would have been a different game with him that he was suspended for and that he'd be playing golf right now.
Well, they're taking a beating, as you might imagine, online. There's a story from FoxSports.com. Classless Knicks show true colors. So, yeah, the guys all dolled up in black, anticipating some sort of funeral. Then there was a scrap after the game as well, which this is just now hitting up. You got two cities that don't like each other, two cities that came together briefly after the Boston bombings, but now
through baseball,
quickly things are getting back to normal. There is truly some bad blood here. Jason Terry, cocky to the end, helping the Celtics to the win.
I'm a 14-year veteran. If you don't know who I am by now, you will after this series is over with.
I think everybody knows who you are by now, Jason Terry. Don't be stupid. Okay, move on. Doc Rivers?
I think it's much to do about nothing, to be honest. I didn't see it. I wasn't that happy with it. Woody wasn't happy with it. We don't need any of that crap, you know. We really don't. I mean, come on. Let's just play basketball. Let's be physical as we can be on the floor. And then let's walk off the floor. So I don't know what happened, but I don't think it was a big deal. I thought it's a lot of talking.
Yeah, a lot of talking. That happens this time of year. Jason Terry, that was so silly. If you don't know who I am, yeah, I think everybody pretty much has caught on to who you are by now, Jason Terry. A little self-centered after the game. 17 points for Jason Terry in the victory. I guess you can crow a little bit afterwards. So hopefully they clean it up a little bit, but it's getting a little feisty. And I commend the Celtics for hanging on. Looked like they were done for. Down 3-0, and they have fought back. And what'd you say, this is only the second time?
Well, this is second time in this actual playoffs, but really the only 11th time all time since a team has come back to force a game 6 being down 0-3. So two teams this year have done it.
It's remarkable. Bill?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was listening to the tape about the SEC channel.
Yes, sir.
And he mentioned 84 championships since 2000. I was just curious how many of those are Arkansas track and field.
Yeah, probably a good portion. Good point.
On it, but that's it. Thank you.
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but that's a great question.
What's the Arkansas track and field titles?
How many since 2000?
Ooh.
How many of the 84?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't know.
They have 77 total.
Lots. Let's just say lots.
I'm sorry, 40 total.
Lots.
Yeah, just okay, lots. You're right.
And they had a couple taken away, too, over the years.
They did.
Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers, congratulations. The Eddie Gottlieb Trophy is the Rookie of the Year in the NBA. Unanimous selection, 605 points, all 121 first-place votes. That's pretty remarkable. Anthony Davis finished second. The Wizards' Bradley Beal, Florida, right? Finished third with 94 points. And you said you had something significant about this. I guess Portland's had more than their share.
This is their fourth Rookie of the Year. The last person to do it was Brandon Roy back in 2007. And, man, what a career. You hate to look back on a guy who got injured, but really he had such a promising career before his knee injuries just sat him out. I think he did try to revive it this past year up in the north, middle of the country, like Milwaukee or Minnesota, one of those two teams. One of those M teams. But you hate to see a guy like that with so much promise, especially on the perimeter, you know, leading the way, go down with a bad injury like that.
Who else won Rookie of the Year
for the
Trailblazers? Do you know?
They were a while back. One was, I think, back in like 63 or something like that. I'll look it up. I'll get it for you in a minute.
Please do.
I will.
Bulls and Nets tonight, 7 o'clock. Warriors and Nuggets at 9:30 tonight, your late game. The Warriors can close out against the Nuggets at home. The Bulls can close out Joe Johnson and the Nets tonight. Much to the chagrin of a young man in China who we talked about earlier.
He's going to be severely upset. Okay, here it is. Here are the other ones, I believe.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me just tell you this real quick. He's the fourth unanimous voted rookie of the year. Do you know the last one? Blake Griffin. And then David Robinson and Ralph Sampson. So that's a good company to be in, I think.
Yes.
Okay, here are the other rookies of the year for the Trailblazers. Jeff Petrie, 1971. Sidney Wicks, 1972. So they had two back-to-back years. That's pretty impressive. And then Brandon Roy.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
I don't know that I've ever heard of Jeff Petrie.
Hmm.
You have to tell me more about him. Where are they now? Could be a segment.
1971.
All right, real quick, just a couple items from the world of entertainment. If you want in on anything, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. If you'd like to email, you can email us, thezone at 1037thebuzz.com. And if you're old school, you can call.
With the telephone.
Yep. And the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Did I mention that? Through our listen line button?
You just did.
Okay, I get confused. Martha Stewart's Match.com profile has been revealed. She's looking for a man who's, quote, young at heart. She says she's looking for a dude between the age of 50 and 70. She is 71 and looking pretty good. You may recognize me from my pictures. Yes, it's really me. Her profile name is The Good Long Life. I've been curious about online dating for a long time, but like lots of people, have been reluctant to take the leap. She says she finally joined Match.com because she was reminded how central good relationships are to happiness and longevity. Also, I've always been a big believer that technology, if used well, can enhance one's life. So here I am looking to enhance my dating life. Among her interests, she says she's a social drinker. She loves Homeland and House of Cards. She doesn't smoke. She's very liberal, and her income is $150,000 plus. Yeah. A week, probably.
A day?
She has to be getting paid by Match.com for this, right?
Did you see, since her profile name is the name of her book, it's just one big publicity stunt. That's all it is. It's just wrapped up into
her
book.
Does it mention convicted felon in her? No.
No. It doesn't
left
say
that out.
Category?
It doesn't say anything about caged heat.
You think you'd want to know that, you know?
I got to be honest. If you're going to hook up with a 70-year-old, Martha Stewart would be up on the list.
And?
She'd be just behind Diane Sawyer.
Oh, gosh.
What?
You love Diane Sawyer.
I adore her.
You do.
Diane Sawyer and Skylar Diggins? Just saying.
You see the Amanda Knox,
I think Diane Sawyer
interview?
Yes.
Amanda Knox is cuter in person, well, and cuter in an interview setting. I never saw her in person. Then I mean, I guess when you're on trial for murder, has a tendency to screw up
in
your
an
day.
Italian prison for a couple of
she
years.
She cleans up nice, I guess.
She's like, this is so terrible, but the pasta's fantastic.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Too soon?
Nah.
Okay. All right, one other thing here.
What do you got?
We all are fans of Ted.
Yes.
We're all fans of Seth MacFarlane. Yes.
Yeah.
We talked last week about how Uncle Si was mad that Ted was about a cussing bear.
Right.
And as Jace pointed out, didn't you see the R rating? Yeah, but, you know, it's like, what's next? I mean, really? Can't count on teddy bears for wholesome entertainment? Anyway, it's been almost a year since it hit theaters, including introducing the world, rather, to the most vulgar talking teddy bear ever. Now you can have your own vulgar talking bear. That's right. Ted the doll. 8 inches tall, says five of your favorite Ted quotes, including the Thunder Buddies song. It's billed as more vulgar but less scary than Teddy Ruxpin, but not quite as cute as the Snuggle Bear. The Ted plush doll, available for only $14.99.
That's cheap.
So if your mom likes teddy bears, likes things that talk that aren't real, and loves swearing, boom.
We need to get Jason Pearson to do a We Try It Before You Buy It on this thing. Make sure.
I don't think you could probably air the things that Ted says on channels.
He's pretty creative. I think he could find a way around it.
Johnny, how about a beer, huh?
Ooh, a couple Charles Bukowskis.
A couple Bruce Stoyevskis.
Maybe a Mike Brugaslowski.
Perhaps a Teddy Bruski.
That's a good one.
You know what? I think I too want a Martina Nevertobruski.
Oh, no, that doesn't work. No, don't ruin it, no.
That totally works.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it doesn't work. The name has to have a ski at the end of it, and you just put Brewski at the end of Martina Navratilova, so.
Well, I just thought we were saying funny names.
No, it has to have a ski at the end of it, otherwise where's the challenge? You know, if there's no ski at the end of the root word, then we would just be idiots saying nonsense.
And therein, my friend, lies the difference between men and women. Ladies, you just don't get us.
Sums it up pretty well, I think.
Speaking of having a few too many Teddy Bruschis.
Who dat?
A drunk wife in Pennsylvania is facing charges. Details to come in the zone.